Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kendy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts. Sebewing's Light and Water Department embraced technology in the 1980s by creating its own high-speed internet service. And over the years, there has been several updates to equipment and service. During the public comment portion of the last village meeting, a resident had issues with the increasing cost of the internet service. The resident explained the services started at $35 per month last year. The services increased to $39 per month and the cost this year to $43.50. The key concern was that residents on a fixed income cannot afford an increase every year. Trustee Marcus Sting explained that other internet carriers are charging $60 per month, and the Light and Water Department had conducted a rate study that showed the village's internet is out of line with others. In order to provide residents with the best service, upgrades to the service have been done. The resident then asked when the next meeting of the Light and Water Committee is, and that he plans to be there to get a better explanation on increasing costs. The next meeting is at 5:30 p.m. on July 9th. In other matters, during the meeting, it was reported that an application to host a town-wide car cruise from 5:30 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, July 9th, had been received and the event was approved. And during the August 4 election, several Huron County townships will ask voters to approve the host community agreement and completion report, language zoning ordinance amendment ZA2026-01, that was adopted by county commissioners on February 24th. The following townships will have the host community issue on their ballot: Bingham, Bloomfield, Brookfield, Dwight, Fairhaven, Gore, Grant, Hume, Lincoln, McKinley, Rubicon, Sebewing, Sheridan, Siegel, and Windsor. In addition, some of those townships will also have millage requests along with the host township issue. Dwight Township will have a renewal request for 2 mills for years 2027 through 2031. If approved, the millage would generate about $164,000 the first year. Fairhaven will be asking voters to renew a 1.9612 mills for the 2 additional years to be able to levy the full 2 mills for police protection services that had been reduced by Headley. There will be a request to renew 1.4709 mills for 2 years to be able to levy the full 2 mills for fire protection services that Headley had rolled back. If approved, the millage would generate about $83,060 the first year. There will also be a request to create a special assessment district to provide funds for mosquito suppression services township-wide. To do that, the assessment fee would be about $58 per resident. Hume Township will request renewal to levy the full 2 mills for years for 2 years, 4 years for roads that had been reduced to 1.9832 mills by the Headley rollback that reduced revenue. There will be a request to increase the fire millage by 1 mill for 4 years. If approved, the millage will generate about $102,843 the first year. Rubicon Township is requesting renewal of the full 3 mills for 10 years for roads that had been reduced to 2.9844 mills by the Headley rollback, which reduced revenue. If approved, the millage will generate about $181,000 the first year. Sebewing Township will request an additional 0.7 of a mill from 2026 to 2032 to fund library operations. If approved, the mill would generate about $94,000 the first year. When we come back from this Bresky Siding and Building sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
Call Bresky Siding and Building Repair for your new roof, roof repair, or leak detection.
This is Derek Bresky, your roofing specialist from Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair. Most people think replacing their old worn-out roof is expensive and are afraid of rising costs. Call me for a free roof inspection and let me show you what Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair have to offer. With over 40 years experience, I will personally come and inspect your roof. Trust me to give you a roof you can afford, including a top-of-the-line quality shingle.
Call my dad at 989-529-8167.
That's right, Ayana. Call our dad today at Bresky Siding and Roofing Repair, a company you can trust.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with your local news, Clifford Ray Amos entered a no-contest plea today in Huron County District Court to charges of attempted resisting and obstructing a police officer, operating while intoxicated, and having an open alcohol container in a vehicle. The plea agreement resolves a felony charge of carrying a concealed weapon, which was dismissed in exchange for the misdemeanor plea. As part of the deal, Amos agreed to forfeit the seized weapon. Judge Ferris outlined specific sentencing conditions tied to Amos' current probation status in Sterling Heights. If Amos is sentenced for probation violation before his August 6th court date, any jail time exceeding 5 days will run concurrently with this case. If no prior sentencing occurs, Amos faces a 30-day jail term, with 5 days served immediately and the remainder held in abeyance pending the completion of his probation. Sentencing is set for August 6, 2026 at 10 a.m. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Bresky Siding and Building Repair of Kindy. Bresky Siding and Building Repair is your roofing, gutter, and siding experts.